So we're doing the Maimer in Tereir, the Maimer v'hine anachnu ma'almi maluna. So this is the dream of Yosef. He says they were bundling bundles. The Alter Rebbe is going to explain in this Maimer that this is the whole avodah, is to bundle the bundles, to take all the fragmented, all the scattered pieces that's all over and make a bundle, bring them back, bundle them back to be mevarer. That means to be mevarer and to be ma'achad them, to bring them back to the source. The whole Maimer is going to talk about explaining how all these sparks that have fallen apart in the Shviras HaKelim, everything comes because things have been scattered, because things are not together. They level of pirud, the level of separation. And the more separation, the further away from God you are, and the sparks over there have to be brought back. You have to bring them together again. That's the level, that's the idea of v'nenachnu ma'almim alumim. You're going to explain how in the Shviras, how the Shviras HaKelim and the various different things that came out through that, that the fell in the lower levels, and everything that went down the levels, everything that's in Bri, Yetzira, Asiya, comes from the scatter, from pirut, from separation, from discontent. Just one marshal, he says that the Shviras HaKelim happened also through pirut, through separation, because he says it's just like a word. A word is made up from five letters. Let's say the word bracha. Beis, reish, chof, hey, four letters. Bracha, right? Bracha has a meaning, but it only has a meaning because you have them together. But what happens if you separate the word bracha, a beis here, a reish there, a chof there, hey? Doesn't mean anything. The light of Hashem is only if there is kelim to hold it, but if there is a scattered, so there is no light over there, there is no meaning over there. That means that the Eiris left the kelim, and then the kelim scattered. They went through Atzilus or fell down in Bri Yitzira, everything. Inside the Malochim, inside the Neshames, inside the godly powers to give life to everything. Everything has been scattered all over. That's why we have all the Shviras HaKelim. That's why we have this so many, the various different, the Malochim, great numbers, and the peoples, and everything, all the different things. It all happens to Pirut, because of the separation, the falling apart, of fragmentation, all this has to do. But the idea of Anachnu Ma'almim Alumim, we're bundling the bundles to bring all these pieces back together. It's like a puzzle, basically. The puzzle, you look at it, if you put all the pieces together, it's a beautiful picture, a beautiful whatever. But if you have them all over the place, it's nothing. Every piece doesn't mean nothing. You have to bring them together. Ma'amim Alumim is bringing the bundles together to make meaning back out of them, to bring them back to the source. That's one of the Nekudas of the Maimer. So let's go inside. V'hinei anachnu ma'amim alumim, and behold, we are bundling the bundles. Ksiv, so he says, it's written in the Pasik, Eila ha'malochim asher molchu chulu. The Pasik talks about in the kings of Esav, in last week's parasha, the Pasik talks about that the Esav had these kings that they weren't, they king before, those kings are considered the Zayin Malochim, Shem Zayin Malochim Kadmoim de Toyu. Those are the seven earlier kings from the level of Toyu, and they fell down through the Shviras HaKelim Lamata L'Shem Ban, to below to Shem Ban. Basically, in Toyu there were seven Melochim, in which there was a Shvira, in which there was a breakage. And as we're going to learn, because the Eiris and the Kelim, they separated. So that's represented by the kings. But after the Jewish people had the kings, but then later on they broke, there was no more Shviras HaKelim, so there were no more kings. And then the kings came over to the Yidden, and then we have the Tikkun. That's the level of Tikkun that follows this. So So he calls it L'shem Ban De Atzilus, in the name of Ban De Atzilus Mokar De Biyah, which is the source of Biyah. U'mishom Yordu B'Biyah. And from there they descended to Biyah. But basically it means, V'zehu Inyan Misa Malachim Ki Yidua. This is what the meaning of the Malachim that. There's various different names of the way we add up the name of Hashem. So it comes out, there's a way that we adds up to 52. There's a way it adds up to 45, and then there's a way that it adds up to 63, and to Ayin Beis. There's various different names, the way you figure out the names of Yud Kei Vav Kei with the spelling, various different names. So the Shviras HaKelim, when it falls down, that's called the level of Ban. So Ban comes to Atzilus, and from Atzilus it goes down to Bri Yitzir Asiyah. So the real separation is Bri Yitzir Asiyah, that's the Ban. And the Avoida is that we're Mevarer Ban. So Ma of Atzilus is Mevarer Ban and brings it up back to the level of Lifnam Lochim, back to the Sakt, back to the Oilom HaToyu. So basically, this is the Shviras HaKelim. The Shviras HaKelim is, and by Yomos that he dies, dies means that it comes down into the Oilomos Biyah. Biyah is Alma de Pruda, that's the world of separation. So it goes to Atzilus, but from Atzilus it goes down to Bri Yitzir Asiyah, and that's the Mises HaMalochim, that's the death of the Malach. V'hine, Shviras HaKelim Noflu Kama B'chines. Various different levels fell. Basically everything fell. And later on it's scattered in Briya, in Yitzira, in Asiyah. Everything, there's a whole lot of things. Malachim fell, the godly energy fell, the neshamas fell, they came down to Asiyah, everything, this whole order, everything fell into the various different, everything scattered. Bina b'shviras hakelim, naflu kama b'chines, dahainu, hein b'chines neshamas, the souls, came down to the various different levels, hein b'chines malachim, there was malachim, malachim and briya, malachim yitzida, every, this is all called for shviras hakelim, because this is not already separated from Hashem. And also the godly powers that give energize, they also fell. So they're giving now energy, their energies has also been sort of diminished in the powers, in the fall of Shviras HaKelim. Kulam nishbru v'noflu lamata. They all broke, and they all fell below b'biyah. So it means really, they have a source in the higher heaven, they have a source in Toyu. But from the fall, they all came down into the lower levels. What does it mean that the godly powers fell? What does it mean that they fell, the koiches, the powers, the godly powers? That they mean that now, instead of vitalizing Atzilus, higher levels, they have vitalized. That means that they fell, that they have to give energy now to lower levels. That is the godly powers to go down into the lower level. So that's as far as their koiches goes. But what does it mean that the souls or the kelim, that the sparks fell? What it means is, he's going to say, is that they have fragmented, that they have separated, that means that they fell. Because he says that, as I told you, he's going to say the idea that the oir cannot stand when it's fragmented, when it's separated. So this fragmentation, that means that it fell. The opinish vinyin ashvira shalakelim shalanitzutzis. What does it mean, the breaking, when we say the vessels, the shviras hakelim, the kelim. And then we say vishalanitzutzis, that the sparks broke and fell. The idea is that they have separated to many different parts. Take for example, Teva's Baruch, the word Baruch. When its letters of the word Baruch are combined, you combine them in this word, so then in them dresses up an idea. So inyan habracha, which is the idea of a bracha, blessing. When you have the whole word, then you have blessing.
But if you separate, when you separate the four letters one from the other, liyos habeis bifnei atzmi, the base by itself, v'chein haresh v'chudu, azay lo yimotze bahen hislapshu haskol azayis klal, then you're not going to find the idea of the word bracha is not going to mean them. There's a base there, a resh there, there's no idea of blessing over there, there's no there because they're separated words. Similar to this is the breaking of the vessel of Toyu. Shenispardu akelim lechalokim rabim, that the kelim have been separated, broken up, separated into many pieces. Mufurodim zeh mizeh, separate one from the other. Achenistalik mem ha'oir, to the extent that then later on, the light shehoyo, that the meaning, that's the light, the meaning of the word bracha, and baruch, the meaning of the oir, which is in the light of the kelim, is no longer there. Shehoyim istalik b'teichem, koydem pirut zeh. Before this separation, there was a light there, now there's no more light. Umitzad zeh, so because of this, since there's no more light in them, in this kelim, yordu b'madrege b'bechinas biyah, so they went down in a level to the level of Bri Yitzirasiyah. And the world that are separated have been created from it. Bruim Rabim, many creations. Minim Minim Shoinim, various different kinds of types. Kamesha Kosu. Hayesh Mispar Chulu, is there then a number two? As is quoting also referencing the Gemara, in which it says that there is, you know, 10,000 that serve me, and then it says there's no number to all the battalions, which means that maybe there's a number for each battalion, but the Gedud of Ein Misper, there is no number. So all this was created from this fragmentation. V'hinei Atzmus HaMaitzil Baruch Hu, the essence of the Maitzil, one who separates everything from him, that comes from him, he is one and only in total unity, as known. So therefore, he says, Hashem made it through Shviras HaKelim, because the only way you can come from Echad, from unity, to many, is through Shviras HaKelim, in a sort of in a direct wave, cannot be a yesh, a nifrit from Hashem. From one, you can't get many. The only way it happens is through Shviras HaKelim. That's the way. Kedeshi Yisav Bechinas HaNevroim, Shem Bechinas Siribu Godl, Uluzeis, Kedeshi Yisav Bechinas HaNevroim, Shem Bechinas Siribu Godl, Bechinas Pirut. So in order to create the level of creations, which are in a tremendous amount, and in a level of separation, there should be an entity and an item independently by itself. So you have, this is the total opposite of Hashem. Hashem is one only, there's nothing besides Hashem. And here, something says, claims that they're Metzius. This is the fully opposition, the misnagid. This is the ayesh, a created being, is fully in opposition to the true unity of Hashem, that there's nothing else besides Hashem. So here we're creating a being that thinks, yeah, I am here, I am a being. So which opposes the unity of Hashem, because the unity of Hashem tells us that there's only Hashem, and there's nothing else besides Hashem. And here we're creating a being which feels himself like they are Metzius, which is a totally distant. Therefore, that needed to come through the breaking of the vessels. It couldn't come in a regular order, because it could never happen. This again. Because they scattered, they separated into very small pieces. Through this, it also creates the many, very different, many creations. number one. First of all, so there's a lot. There's no longer unity, there's a lot. The gamma, the piruze, nasa kol nivra, mehuz bifnei atzmei. It's a lot, and each one becomes his own thing. So kol malach muvdul mechaveiru, everyone is separated. So there's a lot, and each one is independent, is separate, different than his friend. V'hine, kasha yordu ha-kelim ha-netzutzis, meis ponav yizbarech. When they descended, these kelim and these sparks, the shviris ha-kelim and the netzutzis, when they descended from Hashem, the more they descended, the more separation and the more numbers there are, the greater the numbers. You know, the lower there's many, there's more and more, and there is more separation. Pirud means we're separate one from another, and ribu means there's very lot of us. So the lower you go, the further it is. V'chol sha'adayin lo yordu kol kach, and everything that hasn't yet descended so much, azay lehoyu apirut kol kach, then the separation is not so, if it didn't go down, it's not so much separated. Ki kol ha'korev, korev yeser elov yizborech, for anyone who is closer to Hashem, yesh be yeser ha'bitl v'ha'agdus, has more the sense of subjugation, self-effacement, and the unity of Hashem. So you're not so far away. So you become a bigger yesh and a bigger mitzias the more you fall down and the more separation there is. V'chol shenizrachi yeser, nasi bem yeser apirut v'aribu. The more they distance themselves, becomes more separation and the more numbers. V'nimtzo. So it turns out, k'shenoflu l'mato ba'asiya, when they come to that siya, which is the further place, the lower nase, hapirut v'ribu v'yeser. So there, the separation, separating from whom? From Hashem, and from each other, and the multiplicity became more. V'zehu shekosuv, and this is what the pasuk says: v'nor yoytze me'eden lahashkin sasagon u'misham yipart. A river comes out from Eden to water the garden, and from there it separates into the four different. So, which means that while it's still in Atzilus, the Nohar that comes from the level of Eden, level of Tainug, of Keser or Chochma, Lahashkis Sagon to go to Malchus, is one. Umishom, but it goes from there when it comes down to Briah, you put it, then it becomes to the separation. Shanora nimshech me'eden, shuchoch me'da atzilus, comes from Eden, chochma atzilus, nimsheches ve'leches, derech kol elim atzilus, it goes through the entire world of atzilus, adagon, till the garden, who bechinas malchus da atzilus, who akol no'erechot, over there is only one, there's no separation. Adayin mushlo me'geder hischalkus b'tachlus, it totally negated, cannot be any separation, everything is one, there's one river, there's no four. Ki ba'atzilus yiver garmo yichad, because in atzilus, Hashem and his garments are one, over there, they're totally subjugated, true subjugation to where they come from, and they're totally united with total unity, which is the opposite of separation and ribuy. But soon as it comes to the top of Briya, as I see from Shom Yiparit Voyel Dal Roshim, over there, it separates and becomes now four different heads. Ba'av Shalay Nitoisev by Mayim, even though there is no additional water. So it's not more water, it's the same water, but now it's already broken up. The same water is broken up, because then it's part of Voyel Dal Chalokim. They became to four Chalokim. One of those four Chalokim, Em Dalid Machnes Shechinam. Those are the four camps of the divine, which Cheskel saw in the four, the Arbe, the Ragli, the Merkava, which is Pnei Arya La Yemin, Pnei Shoir, this is the level of Arya La Yemin, this is Malachim, stay with Ava, Malach Mechoel, and then Gavriel is Mismoil, Pnei Shoir, these are the various different angels, which is different separation. Achem Chalokim Klulin Adayim, but even though they're parts, they're still inclusive. There's more, Each part includes many details. When it went down even further, so from the level of Michoel, which is the Aryeh, he's considered the Aryeh, the level of Ava. He comes down to 186, based on the thing on the Zohar that it says that the camp, how much malachim are in the camp of Michoel, 186,000 levels that are different, which is the camp of Michoel. That's the amount of the malachim Michoel. So now it became a lot. So from Michoel in Pnei Aryeh, it was just one. It was Michoel. But then there comes the camp of Michoel, which becomes a lot. The chaim b'chinas Gabriel. Shubchinas Pnei Shoyer, he is the Pnei Shoyer, that is the infant Yira, the Schalik lechalokim Rabim. So there is also divided into many chalokim. Now became the Machne Gabriel. Shem Kol Prota Malach, the Machne Gabriel, does the details. He doesn't give you the number, how much is the Machne over there. But the Kolze, who I die in, Ma Bria. That's in the world of Bria, because the Machne of Michoel and Gabriel are in the world of Bria. But then he goes down to Yitzira. Over there, Shehem Haruch is the Yitzira. Over there is the spirits of Yitzira. Like we have Nefesh Ruach and the Shama. The Ruchis are in Yitzira. That's the level of the souls, which is called the Ruchis. Inserted. Okay. So over there, it's further separation. It's divided more. Shema Nefesh is the Asiyah. That's now comes the soul. That's the Nefesh. Nefesh Ruach. The Nefesh is in Asiyah. That's the part of the soul. Over there is even more details. So, bottom line is, it's all fragmentation. It's all separation. It's all Bakoilu Mibchinas Shvidas Hakelim. This is all from the Lashvidas Hakelim. Shemisparim Bipirur Achapirur. They keep on fragmenting one fragmentation after another fragmentation, crumbing one after the other, viribu acharibu, and multiplicity after multiplicity, keniskalil. Achamalochim heim achekvar niskalil b'chinas yolam atikun. Those are already corrected in the world of correction, those are the malochim. So which means they've been already elevated. We say the servants stand all the time because they've been corrected already. They're standing already in a level of Avav Yira to Hashem. You create your servants. That's every day that you're mevarer. That is the idea of Ma'alim Malumim, that we're bringing together from the sparks everything together to bring them back to make the Yoytzer Mishorsim. To create the Mishorsim, to later to be the Hashem Mishorsim of Kul Maimdim, so later on that they're Nistakin, as we will continue.